Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You got it! It's time for episode 593 of Who Charted. Wait, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached Checkpoint Chappelle Tackle. On the road to summer 2022, I am your host, Howard Kramer, a.k.a. H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, a.k.a. the Sultan of Summer, a.k.a. the Ed Ricketts of Pick Disc, Howard Kramer. What's up, Starred?
Hey, I'm Starred. What is happening right now?
Well, I'm up here in Dragon Manor.
Okay.
And, there's a noise complaint war kind of raging right now.
For real? For the your downstairs neighbor?
Yes. They were making that otter noise they make, and then I banged on the floor, and then they banged back.
And I remember that.
I banged one time. So then they, when I got home from La Jolla, they had filed a noise complaint.
Oh, no.
So then the people were like, we look forward to you giving your side. And then I went back with a big.
Oh.
I was excited to do it. I went
you
back
got a
with
counterpunch.
Oh yeah, I got my Steinbeck in there. I mean, I was Hemingway. I wrote a long detailed thing, and I sent it back. You know, noises coming, and you know, it could come at any time of day, and it comes, and I've been patient and all this stuff. So,
did you say that she sounds like an otter?
I didn't use the word otter. That's kind of my ace in the hole if they try to escalate.
I don't know why I'm being quiet.
The terms I've used are full-bodied howl.
Okay.
What was it? Robust. It'll come to me. I blocked it. I mean, it's just everything but saying, yeah, I'm living above an otter habitat. And I mean, I was just in La Jolla. I was just in La Jolla with the sea lions. You know, they get excited. One of them will just start going off. And that's what it's like. It could come at any time, reading a book, watching TV, whatever. So,
because you said it was otter. You told me it was otter like before you went to La Jolla. So now you had a chance to even reconfirm with actual otters and sea life.
Exactly.
And you stand by it.
I totally stand by it. I was in a place where it was appropriate. Like those noises were very appropriate. And I could hear them. Like it was relaxed, you know? And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with, except it's, you know, coming from below. So.
Oh my God. I feel like we need to get our guests in here and just and keep discussing this.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's do that. Sorry to keep you waiting. Here he comes now. You know him from clubs and colleges all over these United States of America. He comes from a quiet area, Bellingham, Washington, where the serene beauty of the Northwest is not interrupted by marine life. And also, here he comes back to the charts. Welcome, Paul Danke.
Thanks for having me back. I love this whisper era.
This is amazing.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
You coming in at full volume, you sound like Zeus. You're just like coming in, not hot, but commanding. Sounds good. I wish I could do it too.
This is... The charts have never felt more conspiratorial.
Yeah, this is nice.
You're like, they're going to arrest us if we...
Yeah.
Have you heard that about North Korea, by the way? They outlawed any type of like capitalist flair. So now it's like you can't dye your hair green like everybody's doing. You can't wear tight jeans like they've cracked down.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, in spring, to do
I've never
that
known.
In
I didn't really have any expectations that they were dyeing their hair green over there.
That they were allowed to, I know.
Yeah, yeah. But the tight jeans, maybe, that's surprising.
But they catch them now doing it, and then they got like make them stand on the side of the road and then wait until they've caught everybody else in the area. And then they take them downtown and book them, and then they got to do apologies and stuff. It's wild.
Wow. I feel like you're in your own little private oppressive state right now.
You see, I'm identifying with whatever parts of the world are also like oppressed, locked down. Shout out to my brothers and sisters in Moscow. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. So now you're just at this like a standing Cold War right now? Like you're just both being quiet? Like what's happening?
I didn't really expect them to get this quiet. Like I heard one... I heard one otter laugh that was subdued. Oh. Okay.
And then, okay.
This is, I started, can you see, I don't know if you could see that, but I started some notes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Okay. So you're documenting.
Yeah. Okay. So this was like Friday, 2:04 p.m. There was a smallish one that was subdued. So that was my first clue as like a nature biologist or whatever observing the species at the down at the waterline. I realized they've made an adjustment, and I don't know
they took the note,
but I don't know. It's probably because they just don't want that banging to happen again. You know,
sure,
right?
They're,
the deterrent.
They're on the cusp, I think, of millennials and Z's. So they're probably they're not armed for any kind of conflict from like a Gen X, you know, like
right.
Look like a pirate, like a tough guy to them.
But they went straight to the manager though.
Yeah.
So that's something to look out for.
Yes. Well, that's why
they made first
they're building
blood,
the case.
You know? I know.
That's right.
I admitted, I go, yeah, I made that noise in response. So, but I've been here a while, no problems with anybody. Never. I mean, my history is spotless.
That's right. And they're new, right? These are new tenants. Yeah.
They're 1 year.
Oh.
Wow.
That's like an open micer. You know, thank you from the world of stand up. That's like an open micer. Like you're not going to.
No, they're not even getting preferential name pulling from the hosts of the open mic. They're brand new. But right. to weaponize your love of marine, nautical sounds, it's just horrifying.
Right. They're hitting me where it hurts. if she sounded like a mountain goat, I wouldn't care. That's climate.
Do you really think she could hear you if you were just speaking in a regular voice? Or is this just like abundance of caution?
It's abundance of caution, but they have dialed it back so much that I'm wondering, I'm like, am I being... Monitored. Am I being recorded? I mean, that's crazy, but who knows?
By the way, I mean, they probably don't know that you're in the business of recording. So like, you could, you know, theoretically use that Scarlett you got, the Focusrite, the mic, you got Ableton.
Yes.
You could just turn that on if she starts otter howling, you know?
Yeah, I've thought about that too. I'm not sure how it would pick up. It might not pick up enough in a convincing way.
Right.
But it's definitely worth a shot. It's like that movie I was telling you about, Blowout, with Travolta from 81, where he's like...
How is it like that?
Well, he's a sound guy and he accidentally gets some like assassination noises that become important.
Well, it's a solid plot.
I like any plot that elevates the sound guy to the most important position in the world.
That's what I was saying. I was going to get you a copy of it.
Yeah. That sounds great.
If it's picked disc, though, I'll probably keep it to be honest with you.
All right.
No, I'll find it for you.
Do you think she's maybe an actress? Is this like audition preparation?
No. Oh, down there?
Yeah.
It happens too often. It's really just a person who's just like probably doesn't know that it bothered me or that it's that loud. Like, there's no way they don't know they have a loud voice. Because even you've been to too many comedy shows. Like, a loud laugher knows they're a loud laugher. Like, it's like they get singled out. They get told that. Comedians go, "Hey, you're a great laugher. I'm glad you're here tonight." So they know about it. And then I go, she's in showbiz probably. She's got one of those dumb stickers on her car that looks like it's a improv group. Like it's like, hooray, Brendan. It's like, hooray, Brendan Fraser is back.
Oh, it boy.
Says on there. And then there's like an amoeba sticker. And then like, you know, the boyfriend's got a PT Cruiser. Like it's just like, they seem show busy.
But like they PT sure Cruiser.
Yeah. But maybe that.
No, you can't trust this.
Yeah.
No. What an unreliable vehicle in 2022.
Yeah. You can't. The all bets are off. Yeah. If you got a PT Cruiser involved.
Yeah. You don't know what's going on.
No.
Hey, I have a little bit of sympathy for them. Because I was recently preparing for an audition in my house and I had to yell in it and I had to call someone a bitch a few times.
Ooh.
And not something I'm even comfortable with at all anymore, especially not in an actual, you know, name calling way. And then I looked to my side and I got a note passed under my door from my children and they were concerned about who I was calling a bitch over and over again.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So you were letting that fly with them in the next room?
Well, yeah, we do kind of, you know, my kids are 10 and 8 and they know the bad words at this point. We give them some context so they're not such boogeyman words, but still they've never heard me like call someone, like yelling at someone, calling them a bitch.
That can be intense for a kid.
Yeah.
Even when you were driving and you got road rage or something?
That's not the one I go for. I try not to gender my road rage. I keep
But I mean, like, that can be non-gender. You know, in the hip-hop way, you just call that to everybody.
That's true. I use bitch purely as a celebration in our house. Very, very Lizzo-geared bitch.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's right. Oh, you got the kids for it, minds to mold. Gotcha.
Yeah, badass bitches. But my daughter was like, well, Beyonce said she was going to fuck me up a bitch. And I was like, well, that's Beyonce, you know.
Yeah,
when you're ready
she
to
has license. She deserves it. Yeah. Hey, yeah, remember, speaking of music, we better get over to the music chart.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do
you have it in you to maybe quietly rap the music chart?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
Thanks to these, what you call it, preamps.
Yeah. Here we go. I'll keep it at a nice volume for you.
That sounds like an otter. Music. We used to play LPs. 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What the fuck's next? NFTs. Toots. Oh my god. You were giving me PTSD as I was running.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I wanted to give you a little charge.
They've started back up down there. It was like a sneak attack. Quiet.
Honestly, I would love just a recording just for my own curiosity.
Okay.
If you just crank up that gain, you know, on your recorder.
If it starts to happen again, I will. I mean, I'm definitely going to try to record it and I will get that out to you.
Yeah.
I want you to, remix it and stuff.
Maybe there's a floor vent or something. You know, is there like a vent in the floors anywhere?
The whole thing is they remodeled downstairs and took out all the walls and made it an open floor plan. So it's a reverb
big
chamber.
Mistake.
So then you get the reverb chamber. You go, who's going to move in? And then they bring in the SeaWorld truck, rolls up. I mean, it's just
horrible.
It's a nightmare.
That's horrible.
I mean, I was thinking of going, I was like going, like I had a crisis where I'm going, I got to go digital nomad. And, you know, like everybody's doing that now. Like Airbnb is doing better now than they were doing before the pandemic.
Is that right?
So, yeah. So many people are just like saying, I'll work here for a while.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So
you could stay with the mole man for a while.
That's why I get afraid. Like, what is going to happen? I can't lose the manor, but then it's like I can't deal with the. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen.
All right, but you're not in any immediate trouble with the management, or are they kind of just like what did they? What was their final verdict? Just you guys behave.
The thing
if there's
is,
anything else.
I've been busy because I was out of town, so I had to like catch up, chopping, recording, and doing stuff. So I was like, I'm not going to look at the email till I'm done with him.
You haven't looked
smart.
Yet.
No. But I mean, as of a day and a half ago, there was no response to my
thing. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. But
the fact that she's being quiet on her best behavior makes me think that email. You know, it isn't too bad. Like, because if she's afraid of her chances, you know,
I agree.
She's not cocky, you know, honking all over the place.
I agree, but they all, you never know that they might go, listen, just keep it real cool for a week. We'll get rid of this ass hole.
You know? Yeah. Right.
I'm just, the thing is like, I don't know the entities making the decisions. And usually no one thinks the way I do. So I'm just a little bit.
Yeah, that's always. A slight concern.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's insane to have someone banging on your walls when you're being loud and then file a noise complaint against them. That's like true fuck you. Like these people are losers.
I know. Z's, millennials, they have no, they don't have the same boundaries.
My neighbors went through a similar thing. The upstairs neighbors got they put in that like fake hardwood flooring after being carpeted forever. And these people have lived above and below each other for like 25 years, old people. And then suddenly the downstairs neighbors coming up and just fucking screaming at the lady upstairs.
It's a new level of noise. Yeah,
it is.
And the thing is, I could choose to just go complete, you know what I mean? I could pull up everything and just have it be floor right there, but I don't. That's consideration.
I mean, you can put on your hard-soled shoes and make your dinner every night and just be clack, clack, clacking up there.
There was a mother and daughter who lived down there. Then they both, like, one of them died and then the other. And then there was, like, a gun runner who had a pregnant girlfriend down there. Then there's this other, I mean, everybody's been cooler than this crew.
All right, let's get in the music chart. We got the top 50 on Spotify.
All right.
So coming up at number five.
Number five.
Morgan Wallen with Thought You Should Know.
Thank you. You already don't like it, right?
I came in bad. It started bad, and as more elements revealed themselves, they were all bad.
I bet I could make you like him even less.
Oh no, go for it.
He's the guy that got banned for using the N-word. Like he N-word at somebody. But
yeah,
now
you
he's
could,
back. He's he
you
actually
could hear him holding it
Lil
back.
Durk. Lil Durk, the rapper, actually did a song with him. But anyway. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it sounded like it was a guy trying not to say the N-word. That's what that song sounded like.
There's something with like a lot of country where I almost need a warning that it's going to be that genre because the way their voice enters is so jarring at first if you're not prepared for it.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of country I've only grown to like a lot through this show. But it's because, like, you just learn to duck that wave as it comes,
like,
you know.
It's almost like when a door-to-door salesman shows up.
They're
on this whole other vibe.
Right. Your hackles get up too much, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I didn't sign up for all this. What?
No. But all the syrupy orchestration attached to it was just like, you're supposed to be a young man and you're doing this, like, fucking dated shtick. Yeah, it sounded that's like awful.
Ballad for the ladies totally. Type of thing. He's got to come back sort of apologetic after that controversy. Yeah.
The Mother's Day tour.
Mm-hmm.
He's done.
He's done. You know what my mom did on my call to her on Mother's Day?
Hmm. What's that?
She momopolized the conversation. You know, you can't call them on it on Mother's Day. You just got to let them keep going, which I usually do anyway. But then when it occurs to you, like, I don't know, I got it. That's my relationship with my mom. But when she can start to get cooking, and then I go, come on. And then you got to just hold it back because it's Mother's Day.
You're a good son. You did the right thing.
Thank you. We've gotten through it. But go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Lizzo, About Damn Time. Lizzo's back.
Oh, wait. Yep. Thank you. You can yell bitch. Go ahead. Right,
yeah.
I wonder who has more restrictions on what can come out of their mouth, me in this situation or Danky living with the bringing up the ladies. We both have gag orders, right? There's both, you know, we're both. I mean,
yeah, but mine was a self-imposed gag order. I sort of read the writing on the wall. You're being manipulated.
Yours has rewards to it. Mm. You know, you get love from it.
That's
mine
true.
Mine just sucks.
I'm so suspicious of people that pull that move of sort of pretending to be either in harm's way or as if something happened when nothing happened. Like
you're speaking about me.
I'm saying you were very clearly responding to their behavior.
Yes.
There's no way they don't know that. And then to try to like cut you off at the pass by pretending that you're creating a problem is just such. So passive aggressive.
I'm with you. I need you guys to be my stage, you know, like side of the stage mob, like when the guy tackled right. Chappelle and they all beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
I'll be Jamie Foxx.
Henchman.
Yeah.
Brett's Busta Rhymes.
That's gotta be a great feeling, you know? Like somebody pisses you off and then just before you even have to do anything, like all your friends stomp them. Like that's got to feel good.
It's got to feel good.
I can't imagine. My friends are weak.
Also, like I feel like Chappelle got out of the tackle pretty well.
Yeah.
Like that has potential to be very embarrassing. Like on top of just how horrible it is in general. But if you just get laid out like a little kind of humiliatingly. Yeah. He kind of wiggled out of it good, you know. It was like
he did.
George Bush when he got the shoe thrown at him.
Yeah.
You know, like I hated the guy, but he did dodge that shoe pretty well.
He got out of it.
Yeah.
He got him four more years.
Baseball right. at six. There's a lot of baseball in Texas. A lot of football. I stay active. But you know, when you tackle somebody, there's a chance that they're gonna land on top of you. You know, it's just risky.
Right. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Bad Bunny with Moscow Mule. Confusing. What vibe is this? Like, I don't understand, like, what activity or mood you're in to want to hear that.
You know, nightclub, like the newest dance.
I guess,
movie that
but does
out.
It really make you think of just like partying? Like, if there's something.
I mean, if I was at a resort,
lazy sounding.
If I was at a resort or something.
Yeah.
It is mellow, though. It's like a mellow pool party. It's a kickback. It's kickback music.
You know, like, so much music now has no music in it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just like you hear it at a pool. You hear it like, you know what I mean? Even a lot of the big hits now, there's just like a bed of music. But I couldn't say what was going on back there.
Something about the tone of his voice is one of those things that it almost sounds like back in the day, like you're supposed to laugh at somebody doing that tone of voice.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like somebody doing a joke, but then these days you don't even know. Yeah. It's like just, it's confusing to me.
Yeah, it's weird. Are you trying to be romantic?
Like, right.
What? Yeah. You're going to squirt me with water?
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Harry Styles, As It Was.
Not the same as it was over here, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he sounds like he's in your place right now. Like he's singing quietly in hushed tones. You could blast that song and not get
a complaint. Try not to wake up the seals.
I thought it's so funny for a guy that's like so outwardly exciting. That's also super duper boring. Yeah. Like that beat couldn't have been more played out. That horrible, horrible electronic beat was whack.
Sounds like aha, like aha.
Yeah.
Totally.
Postal service-y kind
of. Except aha at least is doing like some vocal sort of, I don't know, like acrobatics over that sound.
True. I don't know what he's doing. I haven't seen the video. Yeah.
No. I'm going to skip it.
Hey, you know, on other news, Diana the Musical was snubbed at the Tony nomination.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just an epic piece of shit?
I tried to get through about 20 minutes of it. And yeah. It was making me crazy uncomfortable. So
it looked just awful.
Real bad. But yeah, no surprises. It is not going to be up for a Tony this year.
They didn't get it.
Who is up? I don't know anything about that world.
I don't either. Yeah. I think it's like, I couldn't name another one. Maybe Sarah Jessica Parker is doing like a Neil Simon play or something. It's just
right. Good a guess as anything.
Yeah. SJP.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Jack Harlow, First Class. I freely, but now they got it out for me. I don't care what frat you was in, you can't out for me. Keep dreaming. Pineapple juice, I give a sweet, sweet, sweet semen. I know what they like, so I just...
Whoa, he did the pineapple juice semen thing.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done that?
Inadvertently, yeah.
You did?
And yeah.
What were the questions and comments?
I heard some feedback.
And they were like, that was sweet?
Yeah.
The flavor feedback. Wow.
Yeah. And I realized it was like all night I've been drinking these like pineapple rum things.
Wow. Your harem was like, wow. They all agreed.
My whole friend group was like, hey, this is different today.
That they call a harem now. You know what? Does it work with Starbursts, those tropical Starbursts? Does it work with that?
I feel like it's got to be real pineapple. Okay. But I don't know the science of what's going on down there.
Right on. I don't mind that. I like pineapple.
I kind of like Jack Harlow, though. I got to say, for like a pretty boy rapper, like he is sort of a Drake child, he's a child of Drake.
Very competent.
Yeah, it sounds good. Like it sounds, I don't know.
Yeah, he does a good job. He, I listened to the first five tracks. He, he's got good lines and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything disagreeable.
He's not his first. Maybe, you know, like, that's maybe his problem. He's not very original in any way. Not that I've discovered yet, but he is.
He's just like more like good at what's going on right now. But he's not annoying like Macklemore was, as annoying in so many ways. Mm-hmm. So,
no. But he is going right into acting. One album and boom.
White Men Can't Jump, the remake.
Yeah. And that's, acting is so hard. It's so much harder than musicians give credit for it, and it just fucking bleeds your energy and attention. And then it's like re-pivoting back to rapping. He's going to be rapping as in character and not even realize it.
Wow.
Wow.
Dark predictions, but you know, you're right. Look at what happened to Johnny Depp. He goes off to do those bands and takes the sanity.
Have you seen all the like remixed like TikToks of the Johnny Depp trial? There's just so many memes and stuff going on about it. Yeah, they're pretty funny.
It really is a fascinating trial. I usually don't get sucked into those, or at least I don't think I do. But this one, I'm up for the new news. I'm like, okay, yeah what's going on over there?
I don't know anything real from it. I just see like people dissecting these like hidden gem moments of the trial and then putting fake captions on them and stuff. Mm-hmm.
It's you probably know as much as I do.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who's lying or who isn't. I mean, you know.
Yeah. People were observing, I think one of his lawyers or maybe like an assistant or something was kind of eyeing him from the back, like in back of him. They had a theory that she was into him.
That
was interesting.
He is charming.
I don't know if this is a crazy theory, but the theory that I had heard about the whole deal was that she was leaning on Elon Musk through some type of compromat. And he's in fact paying for her attorney fees.
Whoa.
Which explains why her attorneys are such morons. Like visibly bad at what they do when he was on the stand anyway. And the theory is that this is being done in an effort to discredit her because she and Elon also have some tangled extension cords that they've got to do.
Wow, that's interesting.
Wow. I mean, that
could be possible.
So you're saying, so Elon's playing chess by giving her bad representation to discredit her?
Wow. Yes. Which then discredits the whole, we'll call it the Me Too movement because it's sort of like it's saturated the discussion now with someone that's sort of like being and proven crazy.
Who's your friend group on this? Is this a solo venture? What's going on here?
No, could you imagine if I was that up on it personally? No, I got a friend and she follows. She follows like court reporting. That's sort of her, area of interest. And there's a woman who's breaking down these details. She was relaying to me. And I was like, that just, it makes.
It's plausible.
It's the kind of stuff that's plausible. Yeah.
It is. I mean, she doesn't seem like she's playing like, it's just like not a nice girl next door, no matter how it kind of slices out. She seems like kind of a international player type.
Yeah, I mean, definitely not shooting straight. And, I don't trust him either at the same time, but she's definitely not shooting straight.
Right. Yeah, they're both wacky.
Yeah.
For sure.
What did he say where he found
a turd
in the – what did he call it again?
I don't know, but they changed her IMDb to Amber Turd.
They got her.
They got her.
He called it something amazing. It was like a blimpy or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
I wish I could find her right now. But yeah, I would believe almost anything at this point.
He's a mess going into court. Like I was joking about this on stage, wearing clearly transition lens glasses and a dark suit with a dark shirt and a tight ponytail. Like, I mean, like, could you look less, trustworthy?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like Gary Oldman in Dracula. Probably too old a reference for you kids.
No, I love that. I love Gary Oldman's Dracula.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
He even speaks like almost like he's trying to.
Yeah, he might as well wear a top hat and put on his like Alice in Wonderland costume. His Mad Hatter shit. Right on. That's the end of that chart.
Yes.
I hear some chopping in below me.
But, oh, you do?
I'm not sure if it's Morse code. They're trying to get in my mind. I don't know what it is, but we'll be right back. It's food preparation. We'll be right back with the movies chart. My name is H. Michael Cray, and I am here with my guest, Paul Dyke, and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart.
I'm keeping it low for you.
They're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Movies, gang. I haven't been watching too many movies. I got to keep the sound low right up here in Dragon Manor.
Well, you always watch them with the sound off, right?
True. Most of them are muted. I did try to get through Beowulf 2007. There wasn't much reason to try to get through that.
I will say your selection just always surprises me.
Well, it's like what comes to me through being a DVD hoarder. Uh-huh. So then if something like doesn't make the collection, but I got this whole complicated system, but it was time for Beowulf to get watched.
Okay. I would love to know more about this complicated system.
That's a whole other episode.
I know a good subject when I hear it.
Yeah, that is a good one.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
I've got incredible news about this movie.
This is Wang.
Okay, as long as it doesn't contain a spoiler.
I am paying attention.
Well, I won't spoil it, but I have seen it.
Oh, you have?
I saw it, yeah, down in La Jolla.
Oh, wow. You just said you haven't been seeing movies. Well, is like the movie of the hour.
But I mean, I haven't seen any movies since like pre-pandemic, but I was talking about movies inside the manor, DVD.
Sure.
But I did go see this. I was, you know, visiting fam and they wanted to go to the movies. We went to see this movie.
Wow. What? Okay. Verdict? I mean, everyone says it's amazing.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
But?
And then I can't spoil. So I was going to say it is amazing. It is very affecting. And there's a lot more. And I won't spoil it for you, the listeners, or you guys right here.
Okay. I like that because I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard one person go, but everything else has been really.
Because I've heard mostly amazing. Like I don't know anyone who said, I mean, even Trump said it was great. Oh, no, just kidding. But like my nephew said every one of his friends from different walks of life all said it was great. You got to see it.
Yeah, I've had people like point at me like, you must see it. It's that good. It. Yeah. So we'll see.
I'm real sensitive about spoilers, so I don't even want to say little comments here and there.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say anything.
Well, when I see it now, I'll know to like, maybe I can identify the thing that's on your mind.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number four.
Whoa, I just heard a semi-muffled
otter.
I don't know. It was right as we were laughing as well.
Okay. Maybe a heron.
Could have been a heron. Gull. Pelican. Cormorant. Okay, let's continue through.
God, that'd be amazing if on this show we got a little taste.
Oh, yeah, I can just.
Maybe a development. Right. All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Mm.
If you listen carefully enough, the past whispers to you.
The past.
The past.
We're here to see Albus Dumbledore.
Hey, as long as we're talking about make-em-ups, have you heard about this new Batman podcast?
No.
It's no. Like,
it's the number one podcast on Spotify. Like it beat out the Rogan Show or whatever this week.
Really?
It's a new Batman Unburied, it's called.
Is it? Oh, so it's like a radio play.
Yeah, and it's like Batman, and he's like a forensics detective or he's a forensics guy. Just and he, it's like everything's different. His parents aren't dead. It's like there's different shit going on. You know, like in the movie.
Oh, man, but he's like an accountant now and he doesn't do any crimes on.
Yeah. He just like he's the what do you call it? The guy who does the bodies, the cadavers.
You know, a mortician or like
the forensics like, guy at the works for the city or whatever.
The coroner.
Yeah, thank you. Gosh. And he's tracking. He's like, he keeps on getting this serial killer's victims. So he starts to get obsessed with tracking them. But for some reason, he's Batman.
It's like Dexter Batman.
Yeah. And guess who's... Go ahead.
I was going to say, that at least sounds 1,000 times better than the Batman movie they just made. So
yeah,
I'm excited for that.
Did you see it?
It's a podcast.
Yeah, I think that's cool because that was kind of what they're trying to do, is trying to have like a more interesting, a detective, someone trying to solve something based on clues.
You're like true detective.
Yeah, and then, which is cool and interesting.
And guess who the Riddler is?
Horatio Sands.
Willow Smith.
Both close. Stand-up's own Hasan Minhaj.
Riddler.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So he's doing his really fast talking and pausing and then talking fast again and introducing things and then wrapping them back up.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I wonder Netflix who produces it. I guess, Warner Brothers.
Yeah. I guess. Maybe the guys who do the movies. Maybe.
You know, Stitcher, like when we launched Stitcher Premium or Howl or whatever it was back then, they did a Wolverine podcast, I remember, and they put all this money into it and it was like an official Marvel Wolverine podcast. And I was never sure like how well it actually did. It sounds like
Great. Right now it's on CNN Plus.
Yeah. All right.
We got some great content over there. Check it out.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Whoa. Is this
you brought some kind of space porcupine.
I am an echidna warrior.
I'd rather watch Scorpion King 2 with Randy Couture.
Damn. I mean, Howard, did you see the first Sonic the Hedgehog?
I missed that.
Pretty good? It was fun. It was more fun than I thought it had a right to be.
I believe you.
Jim Carrey was really great in it, so I wondered if this one would continue to be fun. I had hopes, but...
I didn't realize Adam Pally is a voice in it.
Can I ask you a question? Why is he rushing around? Like, what is the... I get that he's a hedgehog, but it's like, what is the purpose of that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I never really knew.
Going somewhere? Why does he run? You know what I mean?
Well, he's trying to get Dr. Robotnik, but I don't know somebody. I don't know why he, as a hedgehog, has such lightning speed.
Do you know Danky from seeing that one?
If I recall, he comes from like a different world and then was just running so fast that he sort of like skipped universes and landed in our world.
Oh, now he's stuck here and wants to go back?
Yeah, he's stuck here, doesn't know why. And then you find Dr. Robotnik has realized that this guy has showed up in the real world, and that's how that goes down. It was plausible.
Okay, if I was your child, I'd want a more detailed... I'd probably beg you for more details on that.
It's funny.
Why is he fast? They're all fast, I think. I think that's the whole species. They're fast people.
For decades, you know, when the games came out, it's like nobody really needed an origin story. No one even asked that question. Like,
yeah, if it was cool.
Why is he so fast?
It's like, why is Ms. Pac-Man hungry? I don't care, but let's eat.
Right. But let's eat.
Let's do it.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is The Bad Guys. Is this the Martin Lawrence?
Get over here.
Will Smith.
Oh, I know what it is. You're afraid.
No.
because I'm the big bad wolf, the villain of every story.
Duh.
And this is the crew, Miss Tarantula, Mr. Shark, Mr. Piranha, Mr. Snake.
Everyone copy.
Copy.
Copy. Copy.
Copy.
We're the bad guys.
You taking the kids to this one?
Fuck no. No, yeah, no. I mean, DreamWorks, their animation studio just really hits this bizarre. I can't look at it. Their animation just sort of hits this weird visual cheapness, and the jokes I kind of feel like hit the same way. So
are
I'm
they
always
just
like,
the much shittier version of Pixar?
Yeah. Much
far
you, like. Whereas Pixar is like researching and rewriting their stories, so the story is great. These are like, let's put jokes in. And like that song, that music cue is just like, of course, because you're looking for like sort of cheap referential laughs. And that's kids don't even like that.
I didn't know that science. That's good information. I never really knew the difference between those two.
Pixar always seems to have like a very thoughtful, unique plot to everything. And then DreamWorks is always like, let's just pack in a bunch of talking animals. Put in like a hit song.
Slime and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool when they did, like, Shrek have felt like, oh, this is not a totally original
okay,
they're
all
but
bad
like,
versions of Shrek because the Shrek was very jokey.
Yeah, yeah. So jokey. But, yeah, now it's like, oh, you're the big bad wolf and there's a snake. It's just like, what is
it's
this?
Too much.
Kids aren't even reading those fucking stories anymore. Right. You know, you'd be hard-pressed to find a room full of kids that all know who the Big Bad Wolf is. I guarantee it.
Yeah, they're not centralized like that.
No.
F them. Okay.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Okay. What was this whole controversy yesterday?
Right.
The millennial, the Z's say that this movie's too scary.
The young kids are saying it's like too violent.
But how could that be? This is like the 50th Marvel movie and this one's like mystical and interdimensional. How could this be more violent than what has all this come before?
I don't know.
No idea.
I've seen a lot of commentary on it that we're just sort of like, this might be a generational shift we're seeing where, you know, they're just more sensitive to violence somehow than we
But I mean, I wear earplugs in the movies. It's too loud for me. I hate the fight scenes. But you're saying like this whole generation just all of a sudden went, Marvel's too violent, but drew the line at Doctor Strange, which is the one Marvel movie that's like a little more cerebral and different than those other ones.
I haven't seen it, but the fact that it's like multiverse, I wonder if it is sort of stepping into unexpected bits of violence, sort of, you know, where it's like not necessarily following the story linearly, but we're cutting to this thing that's like this other.
Okay. Maybe so.
But just whack. That guy is whack, and that character is whack, and I think that Marvel's should just let that one.
Taper. I'm with you. These kids can watch the Depp Heard trial, but they can't. Like one more Marvel movie sent them into a tizzy. I gotta find out. I gotta do some work on that.
Yeah, I want to see the violence. What are we talking about?
Yeah,
did he rip
me
a throat
think,
out?
Like, maybe this will be the one that I like more, like because I tend to go against the grain on these Marvel movies.
And did you see the first one?
The first one?
The first Doctor Strange.
Oh no, I didn't. I've seen him appear in like other ones.
It's
but,
way better than the average Marvel movie. It's
just, interesting.
It involves interdimensional and like mysticism. It's not you're not just another guy punching another guy or another guy hitting another guy with the.
It's not just like green versus blue flame.
Yeah, I mean it's not Jaws, but it's better than like
nothing. You can't be Jaws.
No, come on.
Interdimensional Jaws.
Okay.
Is that something? Yeah.
Nah, don't dirty it. Keep
is that how they
don't put space into it. Come on. Doesn't help.
I think the ocean has dimensions.
No, yeah, those are layers. Okay.
Yeah, those are layers.
Okay. Yeah.
This is cold. Now it's warmer. Yeah.
zones.
Pockets. Was that number one?
That was number one.
All right, congratulations to number one. And this week, our movie chart was sponsored by, wow, the Top Gun remake coming out on 5/27.
Tom Cruise looking weirder than ever.
Weirder than ever.
Yeah.
Strange, but you could see why he would green light that idea finally after 25 years.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back with the Hot Picks.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
Whoa, these are the Hot Picks.
I hope that Hot Picks theme wasn't banging the floors too much.
You know, it's funny. Yeah, I heard banging down there when that started, but this is only in my headphones.
Okay. Yeah.
I heard banging. Never know what could happen. They could do it. Even if they moved out, they could make it dramatically loud. I mean, it's just anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Got to be ready. Head on a swivel.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's first pick. This is Doja Cat, new song, Vegas.
When you be crying out when I'm corseted, I don't think you're gonna make it. Do not let me start raging. I'm losing my patience. This ain't staying in Vegas. There's more sides to the story I'ma tell everybody. Had your ass in courtside with your arm around me. Had your ass in first class with your burnt ass out in Abu Dhabi. Could have been what we should have.
It reminds me of when the Fat Boys did Surfing USA. They did like a cover of an old 50
Sec. I remember that.
It's like the Fat Boys rule. Rap's got like the 50s in it.
Yeah.
Before. I think LL Cool J did an old 50s song too. But yeah, I'm glad she's got a new track out.
She did that.
I like
Coachella.
That a lot.
She did that one?
Yeah, she did that one. She had like a real person singing that hook too, which I thought was cool because it was clearly a sample in the song. But she did it all live.
Yeah. I mean, when you compare that to like that Harry Styles track, I mean, that shit was exciting. Every element of that song was exciting and cool. And even though it's singing like, you know, Hound Dog, but in a really, they chopped that up in a really cool way. Oh, that was sick.
Yeah.
Good track.
Right on.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Doe Eyes with Another One Comes Around. Little country.
Got someone in common you thought I wouldn't know.
Wow.
And you weren't crying when you were inside her. You left her with a succulent.
Wow.
A back
cool.
Room and a kiss on the neck. We're baking in the sunlight and you thought I wouldn't see it. In your favorite stand, talking. Just came
here. I love this.
You finished my breakfast, talking.
I just don't know where she's gonna go rhythmically.
Yeah.
She's like switching it up.
Yeah, she surprises me every line.
I like this. What is this called? Doe Eyes?
Doe Eyes.
Is it all country like that?
Ooh.
No, now she's doing a Aretha shit. Nice, good pick.
Yeah, Doe really Eyes, D-E-A-U, Eyes. She had a song a year or two ago I picked that everyone liked too. So she's
cool.
On a roll.
Cool, Doe Eyes.
Perhaps we'll see her the Wednesday night between Coachella and Stagecoach because she's between rock and
she straddles the two. All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Danky's pick, Post Malone and The Weeknd with One Right Now. I haven't heard from Post Malone in a bit.
He's a player.
Mm-hmm.
Said you wanna have my babies. I fucked you so good. You should pay me. Don't call me baby when you did me so wrong. But I got all of what you did already. Body for body, so petty. How many of your friends fit in rows?
That's a heck of a song for, him to put out right now because he actually is having a baby.
Which one?
Oh, is it
Post Malone?
Well, I know,
hey, we're pregnant. All right, let me put this new song out. I fucked you so good, you should paint me. I'm gonna have my baby. Very romantic.
Yeah, that is another Mother's Day song.
That's pretty interesting, though. He moved to Salt Lake City. Like, that's where he lives.
I didn't know that's
that.
Crazy. Yeah. I guess if you want to feel like the baddest bad boy that's ever lived, you move there.
Yeah.
And you're going to, you, then you are.
The most exotic thing they have there is a Benihana. I've been there.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Oh, yeah. Good pick. Thank you. Good one.
Yeah. I like that. It's had a cool beat to it. Like the bass crawling all around was cool.
Yeah, I thought they were both really like, they're both similar. They're very soulful and they sing through, you know, sort of heavily. Yeah. Yeah, I thought they worked really good together. I hope they do more shit together, actually.
It was almost like a Stranger Things bass line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
That old, and that wet snare.
Yeah.
Wet snare.
All right, coming in at number two. This is my second pick. This is Adrian Belew.
Wow.
A13.
Roland amplifier.
Oh, wow. You know that. Okay. I love Adrian Belew.
That's intense.
So good. Oh,
and
man.
I was like, kids could listen to that at a rave. It's like a 160 BPM.
Yeah. It was flying, that's for sure.
Flying, but then he's got the Beatles-esque, you know, harmonies and melodies over the...
Yeah.
I mean, that guy operating on a different player. Level. Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. Definitely found a new sound.
Didn't he play on some Bowie albums?
He played with Bowie, he played with Zappa, he played with King Crimson.
The Bears, Adrian Belew and the Bears. That was a band he had.
Oh, yeah. And he got started later in life, too. Like, he was sort of, like, in terms of rock, you know,
right,
he was kind of older when he got started with Zappa and stuff.
I think Rocky was amazing. The first time people saw him on screen.
What was that guy's
Adrian
name?
Adrian! There was no reason to tell that joke, but I just went for it. I really just went for it.
Reached. Who was that? Who's that?
Oh, Adrian Belew.
Adrian Belew.
He used to be the pitch man for Roland amplifiers. You'd always see, like, you're looking through Guitar Player magazine, and it's just all these ads, Adrian Belew. Like, he was the guy who, got known for using them, and he was the face of Roland amps.
Wow. He's just one of the most stupidly talented guitarists and writers and singers, you know, just all around like virtuoso kind of guys.
Totally.
But he can do, like, he has a couple songs that sound like a McCartney song, like if McCartney actually like injected even more musical knowledge into himself.
Wow.
You know, like he was just like on all cylinders. It's kind of crazy to say, but he's that good. He's really good.
Cool. I'm gonna check out more of his stuff.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's second pick. This is Maisie Peters with Kate's Brother.
I threw this Halloween party and I invited 40 of my best friends. Kate and Tommy showed up. I got him a drink, said, how was your weekend? That's when I first heard your name and saying it tastes like violets, rum, and summer.
Whoa.
Did that family stay from
Pineapple Rum.
Well, this is like Adrian Ballou. This
wow.
is all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time you heard a dumb, corny teenage pop song, but they had all those departures in it? I mean, I was feeling kind of intense, like Sufjan Stevens or something.
Yeah, that was like state of the art, like pop punk kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Maisie sounded like Peters. Apodaca rock.
Yeah. I'm not sure she's one of those girls that used to sing on that TV show in Nashville, but she might be. Maisie Peters. I'm not sure.
No, that was good. That was really good. Definitely felt like it was coming from somewhere.
You'd be allowed to play that at your house, right?
Yeah, I think they would go for that. Yeah, they would go for that.
There was like a real story happening there, I feel like.
Yeah.
You got to listen to the story.
Started hanging out with Kate's brother, started getting kind of nuts. Since she's got a, are you for real, Kate's brother? Like, she's putting him through the tests.
Yeah, the pineapple test.
Yeah, exactly. It's where this whole thing could wind up. You know how these things just escalate.
Right. Kate's brother. That's like Stacy's mom. Or I feel like that's a sequel to it.
Yeah. Twisted Sister. Hey, thank you so much for coming on. Where can we direct the Chartists to find your stuff?
Well, you can go to my website, pauldankycomedy.com. I've got some stand-up shows coming up this summer on the road. I'll be in Seattle and Portland.
Whoa, digital.
And Humboldt, maybe Eugene, Oregon, and some other places. So I would love to get some Chartists out there. That'd be really fun.
Head on out there, gang. Wear sunscreen.
You be careful. It gets sunny. Gets sunny right in the Pacific Northwest over the summer.
Oh, and check out Paul. Very often we have him featuring, not featuring, headlining over there at Comedy at Chaplin Wednesday nights at 8:30, right across from Fred 62.
Yes. Right. And you know, as some exciting, I'm recording some music right now. On I would love to come play it on for you guys sometime when it gets finished.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
It's for pretty sure. Cool, pretty exciting.
Very cool.
I love it. You're a hyphenate. What about you, Stark?
Not a multi-hyphenate, a hyphenate.
Yeah, just a hyphenate.
One hyphen's good.
CBB World, yeah, just sign up. CBBWorld.com. Yeah, I'll just plug that.
Right on. And hey, check out the oral history of Austin Stories. That's over at AustinMonthly.com.
Oh, yeah, dude, I read some of it. It was really interesting. Yeah.
It's really cool.
It was really cool.
It's an exhilarating read. It's super fast. There's all kinds of famous names in there, some I didn't even know about. And Spoon weighs in on the whole thing. The band Spoon's in there.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Check I didn't that out. Realize like just how sort of like early on the Austin scene you guys were. Like,
oh yeah,
I mean, like basically just creating it.
Yeah, it wasn't super known. There was like before us, there was like 120 minutes, this MTV show that like featured them once. That's actually how I found out about it. But then there was a way long drought. We were like the first time it was on MTV in a long time. But super great. And the story of how the show got put together, super interesting too. Check it out. And also pick up an Austin Stories DVD over at haveasummer.com/shop. And check out Drop Date Duel. This past week was actually that Jack Harlow album versus Arcade Fire. Happened with that matchup.
It's like one guy versus like 13 band members.
It happens.
All sweating.
I mean, I won't even say it was a fair fight, and we don't know what happened on that one.
Yeah.
Check that out. Check out Grift Horse. And we will see you right here next week on...
Who charted?